Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp is pushing back against Major League Baseball's decision to move the All-Star Game out of Atlanta. The league is protesting the state's new law restricting ballot access. Here's Governor Kemp over the weekend.
Georgians and all Americans should know what this decision means. It means cancel culture and partisan activists are coming for your business. They're coming for your game or event in your hometown. And they're coming to cancel everything from sports to how you make a living.
Under Georgia's new law, voters will have less time to request absentee ballots. There's a ban on handing out food and water with 150 feet of a polling place. And there are new ID requirements for mail-in ballots, which were widely used in 2020. The law has split wide open the bitter dispute over voting rights. And in part two of our series, The Fight Over Voting, we wanted to hear from an election administrator navigating these issues elsewhere. Kim Wyman is Washington's Secretary of State. She is a Republican who supports mail-in voting, but also has concerns about changes to voting laws that Democrats are trying to make. Secretary Wyman, welcome back to Here and Now.
It's great to be on. Thank you.
And you're a Republican Secretary of State, as I said, in the blue state of Washington. So I want to know what your perspective first is on Georgia. Do you think Georgia lawmakers went too far with that law?
Well, I will be honest. I have not looked at all of the elements of the law, but, you know, I think that the law that was passed in Georgia really has just been hyper-politicized on both sides, I imagine, and we're not even having a conversation anymore about the content of the law. We're really talking in the terms that politicos always talk about in election law about, you know, voter suppression and voter fraud, and the two parties kind of go to their two corners, and they don't listen to each other. And I think on that national stage, that's a lot of what we're seeing is a lot of hyperbole and not necessarily a lot of discussion about how we can make our elections better.
Well, why don't we talk about one of those provisions then? The one that prohibits giving food or water to a person waiting in line to vote. Do you think, from your perspective, that that solves a problem?
Well, you know, I guess the question becomes, what is the problem that you're trying to solve? And when I talked to some of my colleagues in Georgia and asked sort of why this was an issue, what they talked about was people that were, you know, kind of working the lines in voting centers and polling places were also wearing, you know, political, you know, ephemera or shirts or whatever. And so it was more of an issue of electioneering. So again, I think, what's the problem you're trying to solve? If you're trying to make sure people aren't electioneering, you know, is there another way to get there? And I'm not sure that conversation ever happened.
Right. And I don't know the laws in Georgia necessarily, but I would presume that electioneering is already illegal. You could just outlaw that.
Well, yeah, and I think that what we're seeing in state houses across the country is that when one party gets in control, and it can be the Democratic Party, it can be the Republican Party, and they start focusing on election laws, I think the easy path to take is to just talk to the people in your party and the supporters of your party's, you know, goals and objectives, and to write legislation really kind of in that bubble. And that's, I think, what we're seeing at the national level in Congress. What I'd like to see is both sides sit down and kind of hash through the issues that they have and the problems they're trying to fix, and have election administrators at the table to talk about what's, you know, what's administrable, what can we actually do that's going to make elections better and get to the solutions that they're looking for.
To your point that both parties are passing laws, that is true. Look at Democrats in Congress. They're trying to pass a national bill that would standardize voter registration and mail-in voting, among many other things. Do you support the bill at the federal level?
As the bill is currently written, I do not. The biggest problem, first and foremost, is it's an 800-page bill that is very prescriptive in what election officials can and cannot do. The law is requiring us to test these systems to new standards by, I believe, January of 2022. And if your system can't meet the standards by that deadline, it will be decertified. So the problem is, the testing labs don't even have a way to test the systems right now, as we sit here today, 10 months before that timeline begins. And so effectively, this could decertify every tabulation system in the country. That's a problem.
I hear you. It sounds like a logistical problem, though. If the Congress were able to come to a compromise and say, all right, let's push this back 2 years or three, would you support it in theory?
Well, this is the bottom line here is there are so many elements of the bill that are like that. That's what we need to work through. And local and state election officials across the country are ready right now to have those conversations with Congress and really work through those elements, those specific prescriptive things that they want to codify in federal law and work through them so that they are something that we could work within and could administer an election under and make sure that counties and local jurisdictions could be successful in an election. So it's not just one part of the bill. It is systemic throughout the bill because it's such a large bill and is so prescriptive in, you know, the type of paper and the way we print an envelope to send an absentee ballot.
Now, there are some things that Democrats want to do that I think you're already doing in Washington state. So I want to ask you about that, including establishing automatic voter registration systems that would pull information from government databases unless somebody decides to opt out. How does that system work in Washington? Is it successful?
Absolutely. You know, I think that's one of the interesting places to be is here in Washington. We've already implemented almost every element of HR 1 into election law, and automatic registration is one of those examples. Anyone who gets what we call an enhanced driver's license, which is a real ID, these are people who have proven citizenship at the time of application. Those people are automatically registered to vote, and we do that at driver's licensing and at our health benefits exchange as well. So this has worked very well. It's been in effect for 2 years now, and we were able to build a system that could accommodate that, and it's working.
So why not make it national, or should we?
Because you need time and money. So if Congress wants to enact this at a national level, then states and local election offices need to have the resources to be able to build similar systems. You know, Washington has been a vote-by-mail state for almost a decade now, and it still took us about 5 years to get to that point once the legislation allowed us to move to vote-by-mail. So very similar threads with HR 1. And I'm not aware that Congress has funded all of these mandates that they've put into HR 1. You know, let's face it, states across the country are doing some really innovative things to expand the franchise for voters. I think that HR 1, the way it's written right now, really will stifle that because you won't be able to really have any kind of creativity at the local level to solve problems. Mm-hmm.
Well, you say that, and I have to point out that some people see that creativity in some states as doing the exact opposite, as actually making access to voting more complicated and more challenging. But one of the things I'm also hearing you say is that when this conversation becomes as politicized as it has over the past couple of months, that you're sort of missing the point. But isn't it kind of built into the problem, partisanship? Look at your position. Respectfully, Secretary of State, we have to say you're a Republican as well. Mm-hmm. And it's the same in other states where Democrats are in charge of the vote. The whole thing is built in.
Absolutely. And that, I agree with you. That's part of the problem. In fact, you know, I introduced legislation this session to make my office nonpartisan. And of course, immediately that got attacked as being a partisan move because they were accusing me of trying to hide what my partisan stripes were. And I just thought, wow, you know, I've been a Republican elected official for 20 years. I don't think I'm hiding anything. But, you know, the bigger point is this office needs to be above politics, and the decisions made by the chief election officers need to be in the best interest of the entire state that they represent, not just their political party. And that's going to take time. And I think the more we can make some of this administrative focus, the more we're going to move forward.
Kim Wyman is the Secretary of State in Washington State, and she is a Republican. Ms. Wyman, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much. Take care.